No, he worked for Murphy's Televisions.
Oh, right.
Yes, okay. So he travelled up from London for 2 years to be offered a council house. And that was the scheme. Did you know the scheme?
No, I don't know anything to it. I'm fascinated to hear about it.
Well, so what happened was, if one lived in an overcrowded city like London, if you worked in Welwyn Garden City for a period of 2 years, at the end of that two-year period, the family would be offered a council house. And we lived in rented accommodation, as one did in those days, in Wood Green. And so my father travelled up from Wood Green for 2 years to be offered a council house. And when the 2 years was up, the roofs blew off all the houses in Hatfield. And one night, they just literally floated down. It looked like CGI. Nobody was injured, but everybody whose house didn't have a roof was rehoused in the block of houses we would have had. So my father had to travel up for a second year, or a third year, actually, for a third year. And we should have moved in 57, but we moved in 58. And he was based in Mill Green Road, where he was a carpenter, where he made the television cabinets.
Where about Mill Green Road? That's actually in Welwyn Garden City, is it?
Yes, yes. Oh. It used to be called Mill Green Camp, because originally it had been either an army or some sort of Nissan-type hut stuff. He worked from 8 till 6, and he had extremely poor eyesight, and he once tried to take a motorbike test, but he never managed to drive a car, so we didn't own a car, and I never had a car journey till I was about 16. So he actually tried to, so he could get to work easier than either walking or busing or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what he intended to do. But he was asked to go to drive to ride around the campus, but he couldn't, when his instructor put his hand out or whatever, my father couldn't see him. So okay. he couldn't identify the instructor. So of course he didn't pass.
No.
So he got a scooter type thing rather than a motorbike.
And he used that to travel up from Wood Green as well.
No, he came on the train. He came on the train.
Right.
He
came on the train. Came into Welwyn Gardens.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Gosh, that was quite a journey. So if he was working 8 till 6, that was a long day away from
home. It was a very long day. He probably, I think he used to leave home about 6:30 every day. And apart from the 6 years he had in the war, he never had a single day off work. He never had any absence of any kind apart from the 2 weeks a year shut down for his holiday. We had no other time off work. And what I found incredibly fascinating was that he hated his job. He hated every second of going to work.
Was that because of the commuting, do you think, or just
He just hated the work. He'd gone into it as a young man because it was a job he had to do. He worked in a factory in London, and he actually made and chose the wood for my mother's bedroom suite as a wedding present.
Oh, hello.
And she hated it all their married life. It was beautifully made. It was a lovely walnut finish. Nobody would like it today, but it was really beautiful.
In its time,
yes. So he hated his job, absolutely hated it. And I never understood until I was much older that one could have a job that was an absolute joy to go to work. That happened to me in my mid-30s when I realised there was a job that would open doors.
Yeah.
So for him to do that and really hate it all the time. So he was waiting desperately for retirement. He retired on the day he was 65 and was absolutely ecstatic. He probably left Murphy's, I would have said, at the end of the 60s when Murphy's, they were closing down and they were moving as well.
From changing premises.
That's right, yes.